Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Max Keiser, coming up in the next segment. I want us to spend some time now on this. There's an article called Dark Minds, The Old Guide to Conspiracy Theorists, and they've made hundreds and hundreds of new psychological designations. Don't like big government, don't like corruption, don't like Nazi Germany, don't like Soviet Russia, you're mentally ill. And Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany had psychiatrists, you know, were the first groups out having people detained and grabbed. And notice right next to it is another mood disorder, or, you know, another drug ad is right next to the story, hit piece on me. I mean, this whole thing is drug ads. And I'm somebody that criticizes that 20% of our kids and 18% of adults, and now the government wants, under drug company lobbying, to have 50% new freedom initiative. And this guy just says Jones makes things up. Jones, you know, I almost can't even get into this because there's so much disinformation here. You know, Jones thinks there's FEMA camps. Jones thinks Halliburton's involved in child kidnapping. And that was all over the news. Chicago Tribune, you name it. I mean, it's come out about Blackwater and the child prostitutes. And I mean, it's come out about the UN. But and he would, when I would say that, he'd go, really, what's your proof? And I'd go, well, just search engine, UN child kidnapping, Halliburton. And he just would laugh at me. I mean, it's not funny, you smart-ass, smug little bastard. I mean, this stuff isn't funny. And he says, Jones just gets irate when you challenge him on his made-up stuff. I'm not making any of this up, and you know it. And it just goes on here in the article. It says we're all conspiracy theorists to some degree. We've all hardwired to find patterns of threat. Yes, like the Bengal tiger in the bushes in Central Asia, or the lion on the African savannah. To see patterns, I mean, patterns, they're openly announcing world government. But he says that's a crazy conspiracy theory I have. They're openly announcing a new Bank of the World to carry out global governance in Newsweek, Time Magazine, you name it. And he didn't. I sent him all this. He didn't want it. He just wanted to write an article to fill in the pages between drug ads. But the really sick part is the end where he says that I'm like some basically calling for violence. But here we go. In his 1954 classic, The Paranoid Style in American Politics, historian Richard Hofstadter hypothesized that conspiracy thinking is fueled by underlying feelings of alienation and helplessness. Well, why do the police have hundreds of thousands of charges of conspiracy every year? Conspiracy just means two people get together and have an agreed-upon plan. But government and corporations don't do that? Recent research supports his theory. Oh, yes, from other psychologists. New Mexico State University psychologist Maria Albanania Papa has found that people who endorse conspiracy theories are especially likely to feel angry, mistrustful, alienated from society, and helpless over larger forces controlling their lives. Yeah, if you're awake and your kid got shot in the back by police, or CPS took your kid, you know, you're going to be pissed off. You're going to be alienated. And then, I mean, you heard the representative when they tried to have hearings about the Mayak report. They would go, we're not talking about the Mayak report. We're going to talk about stopping bank robbery. Let's not talk about conspiracy theories. I had the reporter in here yesterday, and she said, I can't find the Mayak report about Ron Paul and bumper stickers. I flipped it open, said right there, oh, I didn't see that before. And she was, you know, thinking I hadn't read it or looked at it. I mean, you know, just because you say it isn't there, just because you say the moon is made of cheese doesn't make it so, folks. So I'll come back and finish up with this. But the end part, I mean, it's just, basically, I am the new Helter Skelter. I'm the new, you know, evil Charles Manson with an army of killers. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, tomorrow I'll do a more thorough debunking of this. But, I mean, there's really not much to say about this. I mean, it's just, it's a trashy, trashy article that just says I'm a liar and that I'm making stuff up. Historian Richard Hofstadter had a hypothesis that conspiracy thinking is fueled by underlying feelings of alienation. And it goes on to say, Jones insists he had a Leave It to Beaver childhood. Now, see, that's taken out of context. I said I had a great parents that were like Leave It to Beaver parents and were really nice. Yes, how are your parents? Parents are really nice. Maybe a little too lenient sometimes, now that I'm a parent, look back on it. And just great parents. I had no idea how great my parents were. I've always talked about that. And it's just impossible to this guy that I had a great life. I mean, I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood on a golf course. And I, you know, dated cheerleaders and just went on camping trips. Other than getting a lot of fist fights and seeing a lot of weird stuff growing up, seeing the police being drug dealers, and that was on record, that, you know, the sheriff went to jail for it, I had a great childhood. But no, it's just a lie. Because I wouldn't give this little bastard, because once I got into the interview, I could tell this was slimy and a hit piece. This is exactly what I thought it would be. He said, I want your parents' number. My parents have told me we do not want to be interviewed. And I said, my parents don't want to be interviewed. They're private. They're private, huh? Problems with your parents? No. I go over to my parents every week or so. We get along great. oh, what's wrong? You hiding something with your parents? You know, and so Psychology Today is saying I have a bad childhood. It's just, it's made up crap. Is there no end to these people? Jones insists he had a leave it to Beaver childhood. I couldn't confirm such an idyllic past. When I asked if I could interview his family or childhood friends, he insists his family were very private. I said they're very private. They don't want to talk to the media. And he had not kept in touch with a single friend. Now, I said, I know who some of my friends are, but they're like all off now with families. I haven't talked to some of them in years. One of my high school friends died. And he said, can I have their names and numbers? And I said, no, I'm not going to put my friends in a hit piece. He didn't put that in here, though. When I asked if I might look them up, he became irritated. He doubted he could spell their names. And besides, well, no, I was thinking of the Raessler brothers, who I was really good friends with in Austin, who I lifted weights with 3 days a week and went deep sea fishing with and camping. And one of them is an engineer. The other's a... in fact, let's look up online right now in front of everybody. Look up Nathan Raessler. It's spelled like Roachler, Raessler. And Roger Raessler was a UT football player. He was 2 years younger. I mean, here, let's look him up. I said, well, there's the Raessler brothers. And he goes, how do you spell that? And I said, oh, I could look it up. And he goes, no, that's all right. Because he didn't want that. He just wanted to make it sound like, oh, you know, with any of my friends, I couldn't spell their name. See how this is crazy mind games from flim-flam men who just want to, oh, look, the Chicago Business School where the neocons came from. There's only drug ads in here except for a Chicago Business School ad with a Straussian view of... And it goes on to say, when I asked if I might look them up, he became irritated. He doubted he could spell their names. And besides, I'd already taken up too much of his time. I turned down 50 or 60 requests for interviews this week, which was true. The Obama deception had just come out. Usually we turn down, I don't know, dude said 3 today, probably 4 or 5 more will come in by tomorrow. Let's say 5 a day. 5 a day in a week is 25, 30. So, I mean, do the math. What's 7 times 5? We're talking about 35 interviews. But back then, with the Obama deception peaking, yeah, it was... See, he doesn't understand that. Dude, he was saying I was lying about millions of views of the Obama deception until I made him go online. See, that's what I mean. I mean, it just, they constantly spew their propaganda, which always turns out to be bull. We tell the truth, and then we're getting attacked. Listen to this. The number sounded wildly inflated. He doubted he could spell their names. Besides, I'd already taken up too much of his time. I turned down 50 or 60 request for interviews this week. He wanted me to know. The number sounded wildly inflated. Conspiracy theorists have a grandiose view of themselves as heroes, manning the barricades of civilization. At an urgent turning point in history, the psychologist held, Jones has a messiah complex, Black contends. Now, Black's the fake name of the pot-bellied Austin Chronicle guy who writes editorials saying that Sentra isn't a foreign-owned company taking over Texas roads. Go to Sentra. It's in Spanish. Sentra is a Spanish company. But they don't care. They have such contempt for you, they will tell you it's American-owned. Black contends that I have a messiah complex. Grandiosity is one of the defenses against underlying feelings of powerlessness. No, all I talk about is how powerful human beings are. Even well-grounded skeptics are prone to connect disparate dots when they feel disempowerment. I sent this guy link after link to government documents and UN documents on population reduction. I mean, here's eco-science calling for drugging the water, taking children at birth, reducing the world population, written by the White House science czar. I mean, everybody knows about this. This was in the Associated Press. I sent him a whole bunch of stuff just like this. He doesn't care. He says, I'm making it up. Look, I'll spend 30 minutes on this properly tomorrow. Watson's doing one. The worst thing is at the end, it says, indeed, there are no coincidences in Jones' world. In a scene from the Obama deception, Jones dives into the belly of the beast, the hotel where purported conspirators will be meeting. See, he wouldn't agree with me over the phone that I was really at Bilderberg and really covered it, or that they didn't pull the fire alarm, or that we were being followed. And I said, no, we were really being followed. And he just said, oh, you were imagining you're being followed. And I said, look, buddy, I had FBI guys come in and sit down to me next at the hotel I was staying at and ask if I wanted to attack the State Department. He went, oh, sure you did. I mean, you know, this is the type, I mean, it's just this is what's crazy. But it's not crazy. It's crazy like a fox. This is a drug ad. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year in this crap. That's all this is about, is him defending the takeover of our society. Indeed, there are no coincidences in Jones's world. And I talked to this guy. He believed I was just having a schizophrenic episode in an imaginary hotel, you know, just insanely thinking people were following me. Used to, they would just say Bilderberg didn't even exist. As he begins a telephone interview, the alarm bell goes off. The bastards have set this up, he says, which I had security walk up to me as I'm walking up from the restaurant eating, and they go, we don't like people setting off fire alarms. You go to prison if you do that. Said that to me and Rob Jacobson. And we went, we're not pulling fire alarms. Thank you. And yeah, people try to rob the place. And we were like, and so I go up to my room, close the door, Coast to Coast AM calls. I pick the phone up and the fire alarm goes off. I go downstairs and the head of security with Bilderberg Security walks up and goes, I'm going to effing take you out, Jones. I can call Jacobson's in here. He's a witness to it. But see, I live in the real world. It was all over the Canadian news. I got arrested in Canada. I brought that up to him. Not real. I didn't go to Canada. Didn't get arrested. Wasn't in the front page of all their papers. You know, just dozens of the top papers. National Post, Toronto Star, all over the news. And I've got my film. Don't say that's grandiosity. I have my film with the newspaper headlines. That film is real, buddy. But see, it's good they're denying everything to this level because it's so asinine when they say none of this exists and then people find out it does. Just like Obama's people are saying there's no call for national compulsory service. George Soros-funded Media Matters is attacking me saying it's not real. People then click on my site and see the video of Obama calling for it and Rahm Emanuel calling for it. Jones says that he's even been visited by the FBI and Secret Service but can't discuss the interviews. Well, since I did this interview 3 months ago, I'm not under federal gag order. And you can read the AP and Wired magazine that the FBI and Secret Service were here for threats against government officials and police, and they subpoenaed the IP addresses and arrested the people. So see, little jackass, it's real. Okay? Stick that in your stupid pipe and smoke it. You're a fool. But then he has it both ways. He says it may be that federal agents, in fact, wanted to evaluate whether he is a threat to the president. No, they were here wanting me as a witness in the trial, and I quashed the subpoena for that one. That's in the news, jackass. There's no reason to believe he is, but the same can't be said of his listeners. In 2002, Richard McCaslin, carrying an arsenal of weapons, entered the Bohemian Grove, a camping ground in California that annually hosts a meeting of the political and business elite. He told authorities he had been planning his commando raid for a year after he says hearing Jones claim that the ritual infant sacrifice was taking place there. He asked me about this, and I said, my film is on record that it's an effigy of a child, and we've never said they're killing a real person. I gave him the video. He didn't care. He implies I'm saying it. I explained McCaslin had been in the Marine Corps in Force Recon and was obviously out of his gourd and sending me weird hand-drawn comic books, and that he'd worked at Six Flags playing the part of Spider-Man, and that he tried to come around. I'd refused to meet with him. He then moved out to California in what looked like a staged event in the middle of winter, dressed up with a bunch of weapons, and went out there and set fire to a trash can and then waited for the police. Looks like a staged event. But see, that's all distortion. He knows you don't have all that background, so this guy can manipulate you. He wants to be a psychologist so he can have power over people. How many psychologists have been caught doing weird stuff to their patients? The war continues. In a video promoting the Obama deception, Jones urges, we know who they are, we know what they are, we know what has to be done. implying I'm calling for violence when I was calling for political peaceful action right after that in the film. A total deception from this piece of trash.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslaving. You have been warned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9.5710. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.8440, $4.9220 for a half ounce, or $2.4610 for the quarter ounce. That's $9.8440, $4.9220, and $2.4610.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
He's with us about 15 minutes in the next hour. Then we got Wayne Madsen with big breaking news coming up. It's Max Kaiser. Max, of course, is the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange system. He's also a TV host on BBC, Russia Today, Press TV, three different TV shows this year, weekly TV shows. He also has a radio show in London. And he is a frequent guest here at good old Infowars.com and on the radio show. And I'm excited that Jesse Ventura's crew is also interviewing him coming up soon for the new TV show, Conspiracy Theory, that I'm also in and a consultant on. So a lot going on, and I'm glad I've been introduced to Max Kaiser's big international audience, and I'm excited to introduce him to our audience. I think it's a great great event that's happening. This is a short segment. We'll come back in a long one and cover a lot of other issues, but commodities starting to go up, gold exploding, the media lying, saying the economy's good, underwear sales are up for men. They say that's always an indicator of a economy going up. What do you really see happening with this economy? I see the tens of trillions of dollars the banks have hoarded starting to trickle out and cause some action, but overall, jobless rates, unemployment, the Rust Belt. I mean, the real economy, what I see, is falling apart. What does Max Kaiser, with all of his economic acumen and gravitas, tell us?
The reason underwear sales are up for men is because a lot of men are making doo-doo in their pants. The economy is so bad.
Well, I was going to say that.
They got no job, they got no prospects, and they're incontinent. So they get out of the store and they buy some fresh underwear, but they can't keep in stock. Because the economy is so bad, you got a president who thinks he's starring in The West Wing Part 2. I don't even think he knows he's the president. I think he's trying to get an Emmy Award in 4 years' time. They're going to give him an Emmy Award. He won't even know he was in the White House. It's a complete joke. You've got the capitalism is failing. You've got systemic collapse. So naturally, gold is pushing $1,000 again. And let's talk about gold for a second, Alex Jones, because I was in Germany making a film about gold at the Bundesbank, which is the central bank of Germany, which acts more or less as the central bank of Europe. We went in there. We talked to them about gold. And they told us that, and I mentioned to them, I asked them, where is most of your gold? And they said, well, you know, our gold is held in New York. And this created a huge international uproar, which got the attention of a lot of gold.
Exactly. I saw that. And again, that's just you as a real journalist asking a real question. Then you ask New York, and they say Germany's got our gold.
Right. Well, what's come out? And if you go to sites like the Gold Action Trust Action Committee and other sites that track the gold markets, Germany has been complicit in this scheme to keep the gold price down. And them, along with the Wall Street banks, they lease out or lend gold to be sold in the open market with a wink and a nod, and they, because they know that they're going to keep selling this market, this gold into the market, to force the price down, to give these banks easier riskless profits as part of the collusion between the central banks and the Wall Street banks. So this so-called growth you're talking about is all based on market manipulation. These stocks like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and these other financial stocks are up big because basically it's the government buying stock for themselves. They're laundering money. All those TARP funds and all those bailout funds that they were on the receiving end after Paulson held Congress hostage, they now have to figure out how to launder that money, just like any mafia kingpin has to launder the money. So they go into the stock market, they buy these bank stocks, they suck in the public buys into it, CNBC and Jim Cramer stomps up and down, says, buy bank stocks, buy the market, the suckers come in again, they launder the money, then they're out. So, once again, the public is being hoodwinked. The
and is that, well, Max,
destroyed.
Max, you said months ago, Bob Chapman said months ago, Ron Paul said months ago, all our experts here said the same thing. In fact, 6 months ago, people like Bob Chapman wrote it and on record that they would first run the market down to 6,000, then run it back up 10, 11, 12, or even higher as a sucker's rally, and that they would do that by the big central banks dumping all the money they'd stolen from taxpayers into the market, and that it was completely rigged, and that they would then plunge it even further. Is the plunging we're seeing the start of that, or is this just a hiccup? Will it continue to go up before they really rape the slaves?
Look, the people are on the short end of the stick. And on your show, Alex, I have talked about the casino gulag economy, about the only way that they're going to keep these suckers rolling is to introduce more gambling in the United States. And sure enough, in Kansas, the heartland of America, just announced that they're going to start introducing gambling. Why? Because there's no other way to stimulate the economy than vice. You know, the mafia makes tons of money selling gambling, sex, and money laundering and other, you know, murder for hire and these other activities. This is what the local governments, the municipal governments, and federal government knows. The only way they can raise money is to get into the gambling business. So now Kansas is going to go gambling. You're going to see gambling
all
over it.
Not only will the state now, as you predicted, allow gambling, they're going to own it. That's the Associated Press, revenue-hungry Kansas. will be owner of new casinos. Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll be right back with Max Kaiser, the one, the only.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Yeah, when I saw this morning, Max had emailed it to me, and I appreciate that, Max, the Associated Press, and he sent me a bunch of other stories where everything's happening. Now major states are going to own the casinos themselves. I mean, it's for the government. Same thing with Russia. The government is now just going to own all the vice. That's why they've always had laws against vice, so they can tax it and regulate it and control it. A license is something... is an authorization to do something that would be illegal. So owning a gun's illegal, having a car is illegal if they make you get a license. That turns it into something illegal. But we're shifting towards this, and continue, Max Kaiser.
Yeah, in 1989, the Berlin Wall came down, and, you know, Yeltsin, who was then in charge, gave away all the industries to the Russian oligarchs. Now, in the United States, when the Glass-Steagall Wall came down, separating the banks and brokers, it took a few years, but now we see the results, plus a couple of other deregulatory moves that happened since then. But, in effect, it's the same plan. The nation's wealth is being given away to the nation's oligarchs. The American economy is run by oligarchs.
And this was done in a premeditated fashion, and they put the police state in place beforehand to now try to use it to suppress people. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, you say the roads in Texas are owned by a Spanish company. Of course the roads in Texas are owned by a Spanish company. All the toll booth roads, all the bridges, all the ports are being sold off to foreign investors in exchange for these massive debts that have been run up for years, and there's no possible way to pay them back. The total debt and burden and the burden of the U.S. is now $70 trillion. The interest on that debt alone will never, ever be paid back, even if America puts in 100% of their income as a tax for 10, 20, 30 years. You know, they're never going to pay it back. So the U.S. is left to give foreign creditors more and more of America's infrastructure, all of its, all, you know, what some call selling the cow and then buying the milk. Okay, so America's giving away their toll roads, giving away their ports, giving away their infrastructure, selling it on the cheap, basically in exchange for debt forgiveness. And now Americans are going to have to pay through the nose to be on their own property, to pay their, on their own roads. They're going to be paying foreign creditors. And that deal in Texas for the Texas roads is just one example of a trend going coast to coast. In California, the economy is technically bankrupt, and they're giving away and selling huge portions of that economy to foreign creditors, as happening all over the United States. Because the U.S. is in too much in debt, and nobody in government is saying that the U.S. has to get off its debt addiction. Which brings me to a very interesting topic, which I want to get into, which is this whole health care debate. You know, and it's an interesting debate because basically it pits two forces in the American economy against each other. There are those in the economy that want to charge monopoly pricing for healthcare. That's the oligarchs, which include the insurance companies. And then the other side of the coin is, well, there's a possibility of paying competitive prices for healthcare. That is that people in America would pay a competitive price. There would be free competition in the health business and the insurance industry, so the consumer would benefit from competition. But this debate under Obama's watch, and he's been completely asleep on this, is allowing the oligarchs to say, no, no, what's best for America is the oligarch monopoly pricing. So I'm putting a challenge. I'm putting a challenge to you, your listeners, and anyone listening. I'm talking to the same people I talked to a couple years ago in London when we were putting together our hedge fund. And I'm trying to organize right now $1 million payout to Americans, $1 million payout to the victims of the U.S. health insurance industry. All we need to do is get the price of Whole Foods stock. And remember, the CEO of Whole Foods recently came out and said he was against competitive health pricing. He's for the oligarchs. He's for the monarchs. And he poo-pooed any idea that Americans should get any kind of decent health care. If Whole Foods stock, because of this boycott, which is mounting and gaining speed all over America, this on Facebook and Twitter and all these social networking sites, the boycott is exploding. If we can get the share price of Whole Foods down to below $1 a share, it's currently at $28 a share. It's worth about $4 billion. If the boycott can get big enough to drive the share price to less than $1, then my guys in London are prepared to give $1 million away to victims of the American health industry, to America directly. So, you know, my message to people in America who are complaining about the healthcare situation, do something about it. Stop complaining. All right. Stop talking to
Max, let me stop you here.
For you.
Let me stop you here, because what the establishment does is they always have false debates about issues that don't even resemble reality. And so I agree with you to a point here, but I want to be specific and find out exactly what you're saying. Yes, we have more and more a monopoly health care where big insurance companies and big mega health care businesses, doctors are paid about half what they were per capita for inflation in the 1970s. They're certainly being squeezed. The people are getting less. The 30 million illegal aliens have bankrupt a lot of the state and county and city systems. That's another factor. So when we hear this healthcare debate, all Obama's doing is trying to give liability protection to insurance companies, HBOs, and big medical firms, and has nothing to do with even socialized healthcare, whether you're for that or against it. So then the left all piles on supporting the single payer. When we're not even debating that, the question is, why do Americans pay three times what anybody else does for drugs? Why are we known as the moron schmucks that get charged more for health care when we did have the best health care in the world? So I don't think the British socialists wait 2 years for a brain tumor surgery. And I've seen Tony Blair admit they do that on the House floor, on the Commons floor. I know it goes on. So We're not talking about that system. None of us want that. But the issue is big corporations have come in. Here's an example. My dad's a dentist. Most of these big dental offices now that are big chains only take what they call capitation. And that means that big companies come in and pay a company millions of dollars to say they'll take people on their plan, but then you get reduced care when you come in for it. So Max Kaiser, what I'm trying to say here to you, and my question is, what are we dealing with here? I mean, what are you saying? Because the healthcare debate.
Okay, let me connect the dots. Okay, let me connect the dots. We know that America's energy policies are written by the energy industry. Okay, would you say that's a fair statement? When
yes.
Dick Cheney came into office in 2000, he had that secret meeting with Enron and the whole industry, and they wrote America's energy policies, which included, by some accounts, invading other countries. But the industry was writing the energy policy, not the administration. Fair statement? I think so. How about America's defense contracting business and America's foreign policy? And is that being written, in fact, by the same mercenary firms that are stand to benefit from a corporate
yes.
perspective?
Yes.
Okay, who's writing America's banking policies? Is it the banking industry? Yes, of course it's the banking industry. There's no one representing the people when they're writing these policies. It's the banking industry that's writing all these policies to benefit the banks. So, you know, connect the dots. Why should the health industry be different? The health industry, all the policies are being written by the health industry. That's the main point. That's point
exactly.
number one.
So the reform we hear we're getting... Either way, the Republican version is one monopoly, the Democratic version is another monopoly. Either way, no matter what you call for, it's going to be written by the lobbyists and going to be something completely different. That's why I say we want nothing out of government. We ought to pay them just to stop writing laws.
Okay, so listen, if we're saying that soliciting the government and petitioning the government is a waste of time, then, you know, we can agree that that's probably true. And what I'm suggesting is that anyone in the country, in the United States, who wants to push back in a meaningful way, if you boycott this company, Whole Foods, to sufficient to drive the stock price down to below $1 a share, my guys in London are prepared to give $1 million in cash to the victims of America's health care industry.
That means they'll all get $1. A piece.
Well, first of all, it shows that the people have the ability to push back. And
okay, well, Max, flesh this out here, because you've never done anything like this on my show before. I got to be honest with you. The owner of Whole Foods is a listener of this show. He lives in Austin. We have confirmed it. Isn't it possible, Max, that he just disagreed with the government takeover, and that certainly was in the bill, of health care? And he's saying people should just be healthier. I mean, and we should eat healthier food, which I think is important. I mean, I agree with you on a lot of stuff, but I'm not sure where this is going. I mean, if they're able to bully, because the same George Soros outfits that are bullying, you know, everybody else about free speech and saying, if you disagree with Obama, you're a racist. The same crew is saying, destroy Whole Foods.
Yeah, but why parse our words? We know that corporations, they're all connected to the banking industry, including Whole Foods. It's a $4 billion company. He's out there trying to parse his words and play both sides of the fence, and he's playing to an institutional investor audience. He's also playing to a retail audience. And what I'm saying, if we can agree that the government is not there who's going to step up to the plate for the people have the ability to affect a massive dislocation in that stock price.
Okay, he's probably listening.
Give $1 million
to
the victims of American health industry. You know, if they can get that stock price to below $1 a share. Now I realize you've got Austin. It's a big presence in Austin. And there's, I'll tell you what, I'll have Mackey, who's the CEO of Whole Foods, come on my show.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have confirmed he's a listener every week, and I told my guys just last week I want to get Mackey on.
Have him come on my show. I mean, I want him to tell the world why he thinks Americans shouldn't have decent health care. Tell the world. And he'll be laughed out of, you know, he's going to be laughing in his face. Only in America can a CEO like him get up and posit that Americans shouldn't deserve health care at a price that they can afford. It's absolutely unconscionable.
But is that what he said in the Wall Street Journal? I mean, he was saying he didn't like this Obama plan that was written by special interest.
Well, I'm saying he's debate me on my show, okay? I don't want to put you in the middle, okay? Have him come on my show, and I'll flay him. I'll rip him apart, on, you know, verbally on my show, and, you know, that's enough on that. But I'm saying that if the people out there want to back against what they consider to be a corporate-controlled policies that are they're the victim of. They're getting no savings. They've got no pensions. They've got no jobs. Wages are going down. The economy's going into the mud. And the people are saying, what do we do? What do we do? And I'm saying, I'm giving you a possibility. Boycott this company down to the stock below a dollar a share. I've got $1 million that I'm trying to raise in London to give to victims of the American healthcare industry and move it that way. And I did this. I had a campaign like this in London 2 or 3 years ago. It became international news. We were talking about Coca-Cola and the hedge fund talking about Coca-Cola. And there's a legal opinion written about it. They said this is an absolute legal method to impose the risk associated with...
No, Max. I'm not here attacking you. I don't have a dog in the fight with Whole Foods. I shop there sometimes and, you know, read what the guy said. And I see this bullying going on where I have Media Matters saying I'm a liar. There is no plan for forced national service. Now, you're an informed guy. You know they've introduced the bills. You know Rahm Emanuel's called for that. And here's what I'm talking about. Here's a short clip of
they're
Chris
Matt. Playing for time. All they're doing is they're just trying to play out the clock. They want to get rid of Obama and bring in, you know, God, who knows, Dick Cheney again. They're just trying to marginalize Obama for as long as they possibly can. And the United States people need to realize this is probably the last 36 months they'll have, you know, as your film talks about, fall of the republic. It's not a meadow. It's not a stretch. This is it. This is the last 36 months. Do you want to stand up and you want to fight for your economic freedom against corporate jihadists, or do you want to die in the mud? Now, that's a simple question.
No, I know. I know, but Max, I'm trying to understand here. What would you do with health care then?
Well, the health care is obvious. It's like any other business. You want to get the best price for your health care. There's nothing mysterious about it. Drugs cost money. Doctors cost money.
But that's not a free market to have Obama waddle in.
Do you want the wholesale price or do you want the retail price? Do you want to pay the Tiffany prices and get crappy health care? Or do you want to pay Walmart prices and get health care that works for you? It's just a matter of pricing. You know, health care is nothing mysterious about it. You know, they talk about European health system and they talk about the system in Britain and the system in France. Basically, it boils down to this. You pay a low, you know, yearly amount of money when you break it all down, and you don't have to think about health care. People in France don't even think about health care because it's not even an issue, because it's just totally within their life. They don't sit around debating health care. They solved that mystery 60 years ago. America is still talking about health care 60 years after World War II. It shows that they're the poo-poo caca phase. You know, this Jesse Ventura show, they want me to fly to New York to talk to Jesse Ventura. And I'm like, I don't want to fly to New York. I'd rather fly to Calcutta. Do you think I want to go to that third world cesspool? I don't talk to me by satellite. I don't want to go to that ugly place. I live in France, man. They have a quality of life here.
You know, now, Max, there are a lot of Canadians. Max, there are a lot of Canadians and Brits that do fly over here to get their health care. I'm glad you love us so much. Hey, anyways, it is kind of becoming like Mexico or a third world country here with the police and things. But I want to play you Chris Matthews involved in social terrorism. Here it is. This is Chris Matthews.
People willing to allow Barack Obama and his SARS to tax us into bankruptcy while Michelle Obama and her 26 aides live it up on our dime.
Well, let me go to Jonathan Morton on this. It seems to me, when I heard people going after the First Lady and the number of staff people they have, it sounds racist to me. It sounds like people are mad we have a black First Lady. That's what it sounds like.
There's no question that that is, Chris, part of it with a certain element in the conservative base in Texas. Just the fact that we have a black
that's
president.
That's enough. So there you go.
Why are we letting them frame the debate? Why are we letting the major media frame the debate?
No.
Why do we care if the mainstream is framing this debate or the insurance industry is framing the debate? I understand Whole Foods, okay, if they've got an interest in some of the media properties in Texas, okay, they're marketing in Texas, that's another story. That's why I'm saying come on to my show, CEO of Whole Foods. I talk to an international audience. You try to justify your comments in the Wall Street Journal to an international audience, you're going to be laughed out of the show. No one's going to buy your...
Max, what did that last statement mean about Whole Foods having interest in Texas media markets so come on your show, because I said I was going to try to get him on
you,
this
you
show.
You said that they're an advertiser, right? You sharing that?
No, they're not an advertiser.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought you said they're an advertiser, and I respect that. Because, okay, but I thought that.
No, they're not. No. I said I live in Austin, so where Whole Foods started. There's a couple Whole Foods in Austin. I was saying I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not connected to Whole Foods or the Saudi Arabians or ABC or Scientology or anything else or the Catholic Church or anything. I'm an independent person. So before the new rumor starts that I am Mackie and I pull a rubber mask off at night or that I'm Bill Hicks. Have you seen that one? Or that I'm the guy.
Alex. I mean, in comparison to Bill Hicks, is a compliment. I mean, Bill Hicks is a brilliant social commentator. He was more than just a comedian. He really understood what was happening in the U.S. and during the first Bush administration, the first. I mean, to be compared to Bill Hicks, who I believe was also from Texas, is a huge compliment.
No, they say I am
Bill
him.
Hicks is a genius.
They say I am Bill Hicks. That I staged my death.
Well, now you know who thinks he's Bill Hicks is that guy Dennis Leary. He thinks he's Bill Hicks, and that guy should be. He stole Bill Hicks's act.
Yeah, well, Dennis Leary really is a sack of crap.
We agree on that.
Since we're on the scatological bandwagon here today, my turd blossom will be right back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm looking at the Fall of the Republic article that Paul Watson wrote. It says personalities will appear in the movie. Harold Salente, Alan Watt, Jesse Ventura, climatologist Tim Ball, economist John Perkins, oath keepers, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Webster Darbley, Bob Bowman, Wayne Madsen, George Humphrey. We need Max Kaiser in there, so please ask him to add Max Kaiser. And there's a bunch of other people, too, who are in the film. And so, yes, Max is in the trailer for it. He's a big part of the film.
Where's the love for Max?
Kaiser, have you had a lot of coffee today?
I want to do a shout-out to your crew, okay? Your crew is the hardest-working crew in radio, okay? And we were talking on the break. What you need to do to, you know, show your gratitude, okay? You got to show your crew some gratitude by, you know, what we discussed during the break.
Yes.
So anyway, listen, Alex, we got to talk about this Pirate My Film thing.
Uh-huh. Tell me about
it. Okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, piratemyfilm.com. I was on your show last time, and I mentioned the site. And I want you to go on the site and open an account. It takes 30 seconds. And you list a movie that you're trying to raise money for from the pirates. This is the Pirate Futures Exchange. So you say, let's say you need $50,000 for a film. You get people to give you $5 today. And then when you go make your film, you deliver a copy of the film. But not only do they get a copy of the film, but you cut them in to any advertising that you might get from your film. It's called the Pirate Yield. So the idea is, for example,
it's like sharing the booty.
Yeah, it's sharing the booty. So your film, For All the Republic, which is coming out on October 21, which I'll be talking about on international markets and various outlets all over the world, you know, that film is going to get 20, 30, 40 million views. That means advertising. Now, if you all had shared in the financing of that film with your listeners, they would get some of that advertising money back to them at piratemyfilm.com. I realize it might not be as sexy as Garden in a Can. But it's the joint. You
got to
check it out.
Oh, Kaiser, you're out of control. Interesting. I'll have to look at that. I noticed somebody already made a dummy Alex Jones account. That is not my account on there. But I will look into piratemygardenintheCan.com. And,
it takes 30 seconds. You start a film. You say the Alex Jones untitled. Have your crew do it. Untitled Alex Jones film. Okay, whatever the budget is. How much did your last film cost? You know, by the way, also, let me make this point about you, is that you're entirely financed by cash, and you don't actually use any debt financing. So when people come against Alex Jones, they got to realize that because you're honest about the banking system, you know, you can't go down to Wall Street and get a $10 or $15 or $20 million loan to build a movie studio. You got to do it the old school way. You got to get listeners one by one by one, cash, money bombs, any way you can do it. That's the Texas way. That's the Alex Jones way. That's the real way.
Well, I've been told it's strange, but no, we have no debt. Everything
because
is paid
for. Because no one's going to lend you any money because you're a pariah. You think Citibank or J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs is going to loan Alex Jones $50 million to make movies, you know, with what we say about them on your show? No. So you got to go to the public. So piratemyfilm.com, it says, to hell with the studio financing. To hell with Wall Street. We're taking the media back. We're going to finance it. We're going to get paid to finance it. We don't need them.
Well, something you talk about is, we could pre-sell product placement in our films, but
that's
then
right.
We couldn't sell very much. We have to sell it for a lot, you know, for what it cost us, because we do implant in the web versions some ads to try to get some of the money back.
That's what I'm saying. You pre-sell it.
Yeah, well, the reason we have had success is our great listeners buy the videos, buy the books at InfoWars.com, and they're pretty low budget. I mean, my biggest budget film, which is Fall of the Republic, is going to be about $160,000-$170,000, and most films cost $100,000. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.